Pinto. This is going to set off the prima donna. We didn't have his headphones ready for him.
I know.
He's throwing his hands in the air. He's stalking around. He looks like Anthony Weiner when Anthony Weiner had his meltdown with the media the other day. That's what Drinky looks like right now. He's spitting mad. He's mad as a wet hen.
I feel like Rodney Dangerfield. I get no respect. I come in here, I got to search around for headphones. The microphone's at the wrong level. My chair's set right.
There's not a bowl of red M&Ms sitting there for you, Shania Twain.
Just kidding.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-woo! Mike.
That was the camel.
Whoa, what in the world was that?
That was the camel.
The camel?
The Geico camel.
The Geico camel. I don't even know what the Geico camel
television
is.
Television commercial. It's
Geico has a little lizard.
Mike.
It's the hump day camel. You haven't seen that commercial?
No.
It's a great one. Now they have one with an owl.
Can we use the phrase hump day on the radio?
I think so. People do, sure.
What does it signify?
If a camel can say it, it's Wednesday.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going a whole different direction.
Barely.
Completely different direction. Let's get, we can get, wow.
Ooh, now they have one with an owl, which is
like
quite
that
interesting.
One.
Well, you'll have to watch a little more television.
I've been watching television.
The lizard, he's in some of them, but he's not in all of them.
Mike.
Daniel and I had a little free time.
You guys have been conspiring against the host of this program today, haven't you?
No.
That's what Pinto's got that cat that ate the bird look on his face.
And if we have time, we can talk about the the special honor I had last night at the concert.
Oh, we'll have time.
Okay.
We'll have time. 4 o'clock, 4 Pack, top 4 talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. KFGO News Director Paul Juergens, prima donna, we call him.
Oh, come on. People are going to believe you.
Paul.
Believe you.
Number 4, WeFest, Juergy. It is WeFest time. Has it opened?
The campgrounds, I think, are open.
Are they rocking? Are they drinking? Are they?
People are coming in last night and yesterday, and today's a big day. And, a couple of years ago, they moved it to Thursday, Friday, Saturday instead of Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
So people could get out of there. Get home.
Because I think people at WeFest would get the wrong connotation from Hump Day as well if they had Hump Day going today.
We should check with Trooper Dave, who lives south of the grounds on Highway 59, for a traffic update.
Oh, geez.
You know, he used to sell wood. Firewood.
To the campers?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But now I think he's kind of too old to chop it.
He's too old to chop wood? Okay.
Yeah,
I bet he made a...
I think he did okay.
Nifty little profit off that.
Yeah.
Because after a while, you could just charge him whatever, and they wouldn't really care.
Back in his trooper days, you know, he used to park his squad right along Highway 59 when he'd be off duty for 2-3 days, but he'd park it right in his driveway.
Scare the heck out of him, didn't he? What a nice guy.
He should stuck a mannequin in there.
Speaking of which, I was driing back, about to drive back.
From Devil's Lake last night. I got a message.
And as I was stopped at a gas station, filling up Shauna's KFGO pickup and making sure there was absolutely not one hair at all inside the pickup, I received a text from you that said, hey, I'm going to alert the state, the highway patrol.
Well, first, let's go back.
Okay,
I was enjoying a concert.
Yes.
I was enjoying a concert.
Well, I didn't know you were at the concert.
Blue Stem. I sent you a photo, didn't I?
No.
Maybe I didn't.
No, you didn't.
Sorry about that.
Your mind was wandering.
So you're asking me, hey, I got the pickup. I'm just leaving the Devil's Lake now. This was at 8:03.
Yes.
Can I keep it over my house? I said, I don't care. I will alert the media and the state patrol, is what I said.
So you made a sarcastic comment.
I did.
Will alert the media and the state patrol. Here's the funny part. Like 5 minutes after you sent that text to me, guess what was along the side of Highway 2 outside of Devil's Lake?
A trooper.
That's right, a trooper.
You didn't
so
think
do you have that pull with the state of North Dakota?
You didn't think that I would alert them, did you?
You did.
I just wanted to make sure that you were watching your P's and Q's.
I was watching my P's and Q's. I was also watching the road in front of me so I didn't get distracted by all the P's and Q's I was watching.
And were you obeying all traffic laws at the time with...
Sure.
Okay.
Close enough.
The speed limit's what, 65 on two?
Something like that. I was going 75 at the time. So I, you
and
know,
he just waved you
he
on
just
through.
He waved me on through. He saw that's, the KFGO sign. He said, come on through.
That doesn't work.
Uh-uh. I'm not.
Nope.
Number three on our list, Minnesota Twins traded Drew Butera today, Jurgi. And the
his dad Sal's just got to be just upset. Don't you think?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Was Drew on the active roster of late?
Was he even on the team? Pinto?
Yeah, he got called up when Joe Mauer had twins for those 6 days.
Oh, and then
days.
Took like 6 days off.
Yes.
Yeah. And so then he comes back, Joe comes back, and Drew's out the door.
Now Drew's in L.A.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. He got traded to the Dodgers.
He did.
So he's going out to Hollywood.
Well,
now.
They're doing well.
Yeah, they're doing okay. He's probably happy about this.
Maybe. And no other big
and
blockbuster.
No, we expected maybe Justin Morneau or who's the old guy? Jamie Carroll or anybody to be traded, and they didn't trade anybody.
The old guy, how old is he?
Like 40.
Oh, he's not that old.
Is he's almost as old as me. If he's still playing Major League Baseball, he's old.
You know, when they traded, right before they Cuddy, Kadire.
Yeah, I love Cuddy.
A friend of mine's son was a huge Michael Kadire fan. And he said, you know, is there any way that I could get my son an autographed baseball of Michael Kadire? Mm-hmm. I said, absolutely not. So I know some people who know some people.
Yeah.
You know a fella in Indianapolis.
Yes.
We talked about him before.
And, yeah.
And he made a phone call to the big guy with the Twins.
Really?
Yeah.
Jim Polad?
No.
Oh, what?
A little down. He went to UND.
Oh, Dave St. Peter. He called in that chip?
Yeah. And within 2 or 3 weeks, a baseball arrived here to Josh from Michael Kadire.
Isn't that nice?
And he was just ecstatic.
So Dave St. Peter took a baseball out of his desk drawer,
yep.
signed Michael Kadire yep. on it, and then put it in the mail and sent it to KFGO.
And then they traded him.
Yeah. Number two, apparently there used to be some mannequins on Union Lake up there. Is that north of here, up in that Winger Erskine McIntosh
Mentor,
area?
Mentor, yeah, that way, sure.
Yeah, Minto? Mm-hmm. No, other
Mentor.
Side. Mentor.
Yeah.
What?
It's up that way.
Mentor, Minnesota?
Yeah.
M-E-N. Is that by Climax?
Yeah, it's not. Is it fertile? That direction.
Okay. There used to be some mannequins on the lake, but apparently somebody stole the mannequins. Is that the story? Do we know anything about this?
I don't know. I understand that there have been no demands made, no ransom notes. Manny and Kin, they have been standing there for about 30 years, and now they're gone.
What happened to them?
I don't know. There's some concern that they might be found at the bottom of Lake Erskine.
No, Union Lake? You think somebody, they're swimming with the fishes?
I don't know. I don't know. There's a story that Bonnie Amistadi was in the rotation this morning. They're gone. Lillian Rux is worried about them, and rightfully so.
And yes, and we shouldn't make too much of a light of this because they're actually Lillian Rux, the person who owned the mannequins, is concerned and wants to get them back.
They were in his sister's yard. Her brother had found these mannequins behind a store years ago and put them in the yard, and she kind of became attached to them. And now they're gone. Lillian Rux is 82. She has wanted posters, missing posters up. She didn't call Pet Patrol here at KFGO that I'm aware of. I don't know if we do mannequins, do we? We got to draw the line somewhere.
Mannequin Patrol. Just got a message on the Facebook, Jurgi.
Oh.
From somebody from Devil's Lake.
Yes.
Says, Mike, there is always a trooper east of Devil's Lake. He has no pull.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yes, that's what this guy says.
Okay.
Okay.
I know I didn't. It was just ironic that I said I've alerted the state patrol, and there they were lying in wait for you.
Number one on our list today, gay marriage will become legal in Minnesota at midnight. Jurgi, we had Lenny Tweeden in the studio, a Fargo resident who will partake in the wedding ceremony at the Clay County Courthouse. 18 couples?
18 couples.
Will be married at midnight in Minnesota, in Clay County.
Judges Lawson and Borgen have volunteered. It was a month or two ago that they said that they would do this. The county recorder, Bonnie Rader, has been taking care of the registration, if you will, and the certificates and the licensing, and they had to get the make application prior to August 1st, and 18 couples did, and so that'll take place at midnight. It doesn't sound like the ceremony will. I don't believe they're individual ceremonies, and maybe Mr. Tweeden.
It's going to be a mass ceremony.
Yes. And I believe in Minneapolis, I think the mayor is officiating at 42, at City Hall.
Okay.
And so it'll be quick, but friends, relatives, there's a limited media coverage. We've got a pool going with other media, so we'll have...
Are all the media in town subscribing to that pool, or is there some lone wolves that don't want to be part of that pool anymore?
Yeah, it's kind of inside baseball
stuff. Okay, sorry. I just had to get that out
but
there.
But there's been some cooperation and some lack of cooperation among the media. Yeah, it's just... It's one of those things.
Yeah.
Cameras are typically not allowed in courtrooms at the Clay County Courthouse, so the judges are making an exception for the ceremonies. And so there's been some back and forth, and hopefully they'll get it figured out. It's TV guys.
Yeah. High ego.
Radio guys. We work together.
Yeah. We're all friends.
Made a phone call or two, and they're going to take care of it. We'll reciprocate. But they only want one television camera.
Yeah. So it's not a disruption.
Recording pool. And it's going to be, there'll be a lot of people there, I would think, that are attending the ceremony. So there it is.
The photo from last night at the concert. You were at the Dwight Yoakam concert. Yeah. Is that right? You were out there partying, texting me.
Good show. I thought I sent you.
You didn't send me the picture.
Well, you were driving and I didn't want you to look at it.
Yeah, good thinking.
I got Heitkamp. I sent him a picture and he said, he has my jeans on. Have you ever seen Dwight Yoakam? His jeans, he must have to put Vaseline on his legs to get them on.
Because they're tight.
They're very tight.
Jeez.
It was a good show. And I was, prior to the concert, I think it was after the opening act, Dale, this woman, a younger person, came up and said, she somehow knew who I was.
Really?
And this doesn't happen very often. In fact, I don't know if it's ever happened.
Oh, it's happened a lot.
Where she said, do you mind if my friend takes a photo of you and I? I'm like, oh, okay. My wife's like, oh, my. Why? So she did. And she's 32. And somehow.
How do you know she? Wait, how do you know she's 32?
I asked her.
You asked her age?
No, it wasn't quite. I preface it by saying I don't think this is appropriate. But we like. I'm just curious, since she said she listens to the 4-Pack, she listens to KFGO all the time. I just wanted to see what demographic she was
in. Oh, okay. She's 32-year-old female.
Yes. And so I was.
We like that demographic.
Yes, we do. And I was kind of honored to have someone ask to take a photo of me. I said, maybe I can get you backstage. She said, no. You're good.
Maybe I can get you backstage. Now you're talking big in front of your wife. That's very impressive.
I couldn't anyway. No, I thought I'd say that. Yeah. So I thought that was very nice. And then someone who apparently knows this person sent me the picture today. So
let me see.
There it is. You can see the sun's in my eyes. I'm squinting a little bit.
Yeah, and they're all bloodshot.
They are not.
Well, I know who that is.
Do you?
Yes. She's a big KFGO fan. Yeah,
I had never met her.
Facebook friends. Yes.
I had never met her.
I didn't know that's who it was.
Oh, yeah.
See, now, I was at Ackerman Acres yesterday.
I know, I'm working.
About 10 people stopped into the resort and say, hey, love KFGO, love the show. Mm-hmm. Great. It was a great deal. Had a fun time up there.
Yep.
But kind of toward the end of the show, a gentleman stops in with his wife.
Yeah.
And he says, hey, love KFGO, listen all the time.
Uh-huh.
What would it take for you to take me fishing on Devil's Lake?
Uh-huh.
And I said, I don't know. Are you a weirdo? And he says, no. He said, I'm rich. I drive the bus sometimes for NDSU. I'm from Fargo.
He's rich.
No, he is. His name is Rich.
Oh.
No. No, I said his name was Rich.
Okay.
I said, all right, Rich, you're going to kill me with an axe. No. I said, okay. I said, what are you doing at 5 o'clock? He goes, well, what do you mean? I said, let's go fishing at 5 o'clock when I'm done working here. Really? So I took Rich fishing last night.
Really?
And I didn't even die.
I got it.
We caught some walleyes.
He's not crazy?
No, he's a great guy.
What about, how did Chief Turnus and Sheriff Berquist do? You took them along, didn't you? Because they've asked to go on Radio Waves numerous times.
Thank you, Jergy. That's a good 4-pack for today. Appreciate that.
You got the camel? Is the camel still there?
Mike.
How long did you guys conspire? Was this like an all-day thing? Is that what you're giggling about today?
Took about 2 seconds.
Oh, is that all? Oh.
That's how good we are.
I'm a little disappointed.
Jergy just walked by, pointed at me, and said, hump day, and it was done. It was over.
He often walks by you and says, hump day, does he?
On a Wednesday, yes.
And you guys know what you're talking about when he says hump day.
In this particular instance, yes.
Very strange things for one. Well, we'll forget that.